Sehr geehrte Damen und Herren, sehr geehrte Frau Zepp-Larouche, vielen Dank allen Organisatoren für diese hervorragende Veranstaltung und vor allen Dingen Ihnen erstmal schon mal vielen Dank für das intensive Zuhören dieser vielen Informationen und die Ausdauer, die Sie hier an den Tag gelegt haben bis jetzt. Ich hoffe, die Zeit werden Sie noch bringen, um meine Ausführungen wahrzunehmen. Es mag Sie verwundern, dass als Wirtschaftsunternehmen des Mittelstandes haben wir durchaus einen Bezug zur Thematik dieser Konferenz und sind sehr an der Debatte und einer Entwicklung dieser Idee interessiert. Mit meinem Beitrag versuche ich, in Bezug des deutschen Mittelstandes zu diesem Thema anhand von unseren Erfahrungen darzustellen. Vor dem Hintergrund der Globalisierung und der Liberalisierung der Wirtschaft hat die Bedeutung von Kooperationen im Bereich des Mittelstandes in den vergangenen Jahren deutlich zugenommen.
Yeah, excuse me, the microphone was off. He would like to show us the relationship of the small and medium enterprises in Germany with the relation with the subject of this conference and how it can be developed. Now, with globalization and liberalization of the economy over the past years, cooperation among these Mittelstand companies has become ever more important, but they often cannot realize all of the services needed by themselves. And therefore, we want to organize the conference, the cooperation among these companies in terms of marketing and bundling of different competencies, and in that way to seek out and to find and to exploit the market potentials needed. And that is precisely the core activity of our enterprise, Marvico AG, which offers these SMEs new lines of business or additional strategies for their portfolios. And today they primarily are involved in cross-border business transactions. As an international consortium of medium-sized companies, Marvico operates a wide-ranging network, which makes it the reference person for partners through extensive contacts in important economic regions of the world. And the foundation of all of that is good contacts and a well-run international network. We present an unbureaucratic, practical instrument for different types of cooperation among Mittelstands and a platform that brings companies together both physically and electronically, harmonizes their activities, and in that way we operate an active cooperation management, which means integration of a cooperation partner, active search of offers, projects, partners, and regions supported by that partner from us, and concrete support based on Marvico structures and network. Then the transfer of selected activities into Marvico's portfolio, the bundling of the partners' offers and competencies in the regions and on the projects by Marvico, and the partner will make presentations at trade fairs and exhibitions, project trips, and other activities. Now, success is only possible under conditions that are advantageous for all and with the acceptance of the partners. That presents the immediate relation to the model of cooperation among states. Now, in the preamble to this panel, it says China with the new Silk Road policy has put a completely different model of cooperation on the agenda based on win-win cooperation, which is consciously focused on the interest of the other. With the new Silk Road, the Maritime Silk Road, and a series of new financial institutions which are designed solely to finance the real economy, an alternative is already in place, which over 60 nations now consider to be a more attractive model. In our opinion, the future of countries and their successful economic development lies in the commitment to common grounds, in the coordination of their political principles for a national economic development policy, which is anchored in an advantageous development for all regions that is dominated by none. The central themes for German Mittelstand are internationally competitive funding for startups and growth, the successful handling of company successions, assured availability of skilled staff, relief from bureaucracy, and and digitalization so that German SMEs can remain vital and strong and innovative in meeting the challenges. That is what the Federal Economics Ministry says. Now, the themes they put forth are, among others, to promote entrepreneurial spirit, to support the availability of a future skilled workforce, to use and design digitalization, and to strengthen innovations. Mittelstand enterprises know better than anyone else that in these areas they have a great potential of their own and can essentially take care of these tasks themselves, but that is not the case in the field of SMEs and globalization. The federal ministry assumes that the volume of world trade by the year 2030 will nearly quadruple. On this background, ever more SMEs should regard globalization as an opportunity. To make the move to markets abroad, the ministry provides foreign trade promotion, which is continually expanded in cooperation with the business world and which should become even better known among companies. As for the performance of the German Mittelstand, the figures speak clearly. Over 99% of all companies are small and medium-sized companies. Over 82% of all apprentices are trained there, and they provide nearly 60% of all jobs. 56% of our economic output is produced in SMEs. But we should not lose sight of the actual conditions the Mittelstand is exposed to. The ministry also assumes that the takedown of trade restrictions should benefit SMEs in particular. Therefore, the ministry is committed to trade facilitation and the conclusion of bilateral and multilateral free trade agreements. That was a quote from the ministry. Now, according to the estimates of the EU Commission and the German government, SMEs should benefit from a large portion of the assumed growth, and we believe that the positive impact of TTIP on SMEs is overestimated and that, critically assessed, the risks greatly outweigh the opportunities. Until March 2015, the EU Commission, the government, the Employers Association, and the Chambers of Commerce, they claimed that TTIP would bring significant gains in growth and income, as well as hundreds of thousands of jobs to the EU, cited to their effect in relevant studies. But per annum, the estimates, including in the EU Commission studies, could not be confirmed. The positive effects, if there are any, will only appear among those SMEs that export onto the world market. Given the SME's strong orientation to regional sales marks, only 7% of them turn up as exporters in the foreign trade statistics. Among the top leaders of the export-oriented industries, such as production industries, services, trade and transportation, that account for some 68% of the German gross value added, SMEs only have an export quota of 4 to 20%, and also in trade with the U.S., SMEs only play a very small role. Now, according to a publication of the Hamburg Chamber of Commerce, only 950 companies have business relations with the United States, which is even less than 1% of all the companies registered at that chamber. German SMEs in the production industry are mostly specialized providers of high-quality products with strong innovative capabilities. That means a corresponding level of prices. If the current quality standards are lowered through the harmonization of standards on the domestic market of the TTP space, and if public instruments of protection are considered to be trade restrictions and therefore eliminated, transnational competitors who have the advantage of economies of scale would be able to oust middle-sized innovators from the market through a low-price strategy, which is more or less harmless for them. In such cases, an active public regulatory policy should be provided for the SMEs, but that would be considered as a non-tariff barrier and therefore violate the TTIP. In general, free trade agreements such as TTIP are advantageous for transnational companies and detrimental for SMEs, as can be seen in the NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement, which went into effect in 1994. In the 20 years since then in Canada, the share of the largest listed corporations of total profit nearly doubled, while the major macroeconomic indicators were cut in half. In the agricultural sector in particular, the SMEs were heavily disadvantaged. So far, according to the Restriction of Competition Act, middle-sized companies should be handled preferentially when affording public contracts. But in view of the expected principle of non-discrimination in awarding community contracts, it is to be expected that this practice will change to the detriment of SMEs, and that in the future, only corporations still active internationally will take part in such tenders because of their logistical and operational advantages. According to the figures published by the Federal Statistics Office in 2012, German foreign trade with the BRICS countries increased nearly sevenfold, while the entire foreign trade only grew twofold. It would be disastrous for the export-oriented SMEs if those markets were destroyed by the thrust of the so-called free trade agreement between the EU and the US, which the EU Commission intends to impose. But that is exactly the effect the EU Commission expects and describes, but only because it considers China, India, and ASEAN member states as the losers of the so-called free trade agreement. Thus, German exporters associations represented in the BGA warn against a kind of economic NATO at the expense of other trade partners. But that seems to be the intention of German policy when the geopolitical and geostrategic advantages of a bilateral agreement between the EU and the US are mentioned, which is meant to set the standards before they can be set by China, India, or the alliance of the BRICS. In our opinion, these are economic policy strategies on a geopolitical background. We are convinced that in the 21st century, other approaches are needed, which are rather reflected in the model of cooperation initiated by China. Upon weighing the claimed opportunities and the expected consequences of TTIP, it is not surprising that a clear majority of the small SMEs, according to a poll by the Federal Association of SMEs, are critical toward the TTIP negotiations. Although this group is not known for ideological or anti-business prejudice, its attitude toward the free trade agreement is conspicuously critical.
Als kleine und mittelständische Unternehmen sind wir für einen fairen, transparenten.
As small and middle-sized enterprises, we are for fair, transparent free trade on the basis of high environmental and social standards. The planned free trade agreement with the USA, the TTIP, contradicts those principles. Core elements of the planned agreement, such as the investor-state dispute settlement, the harmonization of norms and standards, as well as deregulation in the field of culture, services for the public, and public tenders, benefit mainly the interests of global corporations that have more capital and more staff, and that will force the SMEs out of the market. At the same time, we are very concerned that the attempt of the EU and the US to define international trade rules on their own can lead to the disruption of the economic order and thereby jeopardize essential markets for us in the emerging countries, such as the BRICS and others. As we know, over 2,000 German middle-sized entrepreneurs have signed a petition against the agreement. We, as small entrepreneurs, assume our responsibility for the society, and we value high social and technological standards in Europe, as well as vibrant democracy and a functioning constitutional state. The European domestic market has become much more important for SMEs. Over 93% of their exports go to the European market. Therefore, the interest of SMEs in an SME-friendly domestic market and the takedown of unjustified restrictions must be represented with a stronger voice in Brussels. We need a just balance between growing market integration and the preservation of proven successful structures, in particular self-management of the economy and its core elements, such as dual occupational training, master craftsmanship certificates, representative chambers, and social partnership. Now, we followed with great interest the visit of EU Commission President Juncker to the St. Petersburg International Economic Forum, and we see it as a step in the right direction. The Committee on Eastern Europe Economic Relations also welcomed Juncker's participation in the forum, saying it is time to begin a dialogue between the EU and the Eurasian Economic Union concerning a common economic space from Lisbon to Vladivostok. It could begin by harmonizing standards, lowering trade restrictions, as the committee's president, Wolfgang Büschel, proposed. Other major political committees are also under great pressure to change. We believe that the concern of this conference corresponds rather to the first G186 summit on June 8th in Moscow. Significant steps were agreed upon concerning the crisis in the Middle East, Syria, and Ukraine, and the Greek debt crisis is as good as solved. Unfortunately, our colleagues from Germany, Italy, France, the US, Canada, Japan, and Great Britain could not participate because of conflicting agendas, President Putin noted. As a consortium of the SME, we see hope and perspectives in a new type of economic cooperation among countries. It is already difficult enough, but also interesting, to carry out economic cooperation in other cultures. We are competent and experienced in this job. We know what we need: respect, tolerance, and mutual benefit. That was again proved in the 10th business day my company organized in Berlin during the German-Russian celebrations. Over 100 companies from Germany and Russia responded to our invitation. This format of mutual exchanges, contacts, and discussions about fruitful cooperation of companies is very much appreciated by SMEs, and we like to use it as a platform for cooperation. Now, we're not competing in any way with your conference. We are only concerned with the clear economic interests of our partners and their development for mutual benefit. We will organize a similar business day in October on the same theme of the New Silk Road. And we already see synergies and cooperative opportunities not only between our partners, but also in the triangle of relations between Germany, Russia, and China. We believe that this is the right approach in the spirit of your conference. Thank you very much again in the Schiller Institute. And we wish you much success.